This is Robert Murray, Chief Economist for Dodge Data and Analytics. Here are some of the main points from our report on January construction starts. New construction starts in January improved 2% to a seasonally adjusted annual rate of $723 billion. The slight gain followed declines during the previous 2 months, in which total construction starts fell 7% in November and 10% in December. Each of the three main construction sectors in January were able to report modest growth. Non-residential building in January edged up 1%, with the upward push coming from a 4% gain for commercial building and a 9% gain for manufacturing building. In particular, office construction starts climbed 18% in January, lifted by groundbreaking for such projects as the $550 million Reston Gateway office complex in Reston, Virginia, the $350 million Heinz office tower in Houston, and the $225 million Amazon at Seaport Square office building in Boston. Running counter in January was the institutional side of non-residential building, which slipped 2%. New educational facilities retreated 10% after surging 26% in December. Even so, the educational facilities category did see several large high school projects reach groundbreaking in January, maintaining the trend of recent years. Residential building in January increased 4%, with multifamily housing rebounding 14%, while single-family housing was flat. There were five multifamily projects valued at $100 million or more that reached groundbreaking in January, led by the $150 million watermark at Brooklyn Heights Senior Apartments in Brooklyn, New York, and the $146 million multifamily portion of a $250 million mixed-use complex in Washington, D.C. Non-building construction in January grew 1%, helped by the start of the $1 billion midship natural gas pipeline in Oklahoma and several large solar and wind electric utility projects. At the same time, lower levels of construction starts were reported in January for highways and bridges, as well as the environmental public works project types, such as water supply and sewer construction. The year-to-date comparisons at this point are for just 1 month, that being January 2019 versus January 2018, and they show total construction starts down 12% from the same month a year ago. A better sense of the current health of construction comes from looking at 12-month moving totals, in this case, the 12 months ending January 2019 versus the 12 months ending January 2018. On this basis, total construction starts in the most recent 12 months held steady with the previous period. By major sector, non-residential building was unchanged, residential building was up 4%, and non-building construction was down 6%. One near-term plus for construction in early 2019 is that the partial government shutdown has ended, and the budget deal signed into law on February 15th included a 2% increase for the Federal Aid Highway Program. This should alleviate some of the recent uncertainty affecting state departments of transportation regarding federal highway funding.